Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 7th of January, recording at 9:30 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, Wall Street having drifted down really since the new year, did better here today, and we had closes. The Dow and the S&P were up 0.6%. But interestingly, the NASDAQ index was up nearly 1%, and that triggered my stop, which I mentioned in last night's audio. I'd placed a stop on my short position there, and it was taken out at a small profit. A frustrating procedure here, putting in some of these hedge shorts on Wall Street, because it has been so very much in form. But one of the reasons why I've been doing that is because I have not taken any profits in my long-term equity portfolio, and I'm not really tempted to. The one I would be most tempted to take if I were would be the top performer last year, and it's done very well overall, which is that Atlantis healthcare fund. But it's still got these higher reaction lows, and it's right up on its highs, amazingly, even though China has been underperforming here recently. Now, moving on from going back to the U.S. and moving on, of course, these indices have not pushed through to new highs for this year, and that would be required, of course, to reaffirm the overall upward trend. But today's action, bouncing up from a previous trading range, is certainly in line with the consistency that we were seeing during the fourth quarter of last year. So it won't be hard to see when that eventually changes. Canada higher, 0.75 percentage point. Mexico also up a 0.6% gain. Brazil, however, was lower. But the star performers here today by far in stock markets were the European indices. And the SX7E, that's that banks index, very important index, that had a big decisive breakout here today from the trading range of the last couple of months. And that's really quite positive. And the Euro Stoxx 50 was also up in here today, up 1.36%. And it's trailing a little bit behind the banks, but banks are a good lead indicator. I feel relaxed about markets for the most part when banks are doing well. And having said that, I should repeat that the bank indices are doing well in the United States. Now, going back to Europe, though, we had some big gains. IBEX, Spanish IBEX market, up almost 3%. Here today, and that's a big breakout from its trading range of over 2 months. Italy, not far behind, right up by the highs, up 1.25% here today. So all of these markets were higher, and some of them, Holland, Norway, I haven't looked at them all, but some of these Northern European markets are up in new recovery high ground, or very close to it here overall. Now, I think this is very interesting, though, because the valuations remain better in these markets. People have been terrified about Europe for a long time, as you know, but certainly one of the most adept central bankers in the world, Super Mario Draghi, and adept both in terms of his grasp of the complexities of the job and what needs to be done, but also he's a marvelous diplomat to be able to deal with all those European bureaucrats. And but at any rate, confidence is picking up here, and a lot of investors prefer Europe to Wall Street right now, and I agree with them here because the valuations are so much cheaper, and we know that we're going to get the tapering, or at least that's what they've told us in the US, and we won't see anything like tapering. They have a different policy system there anyway in practice. Basically, they lent the banks loads of money. But at any rate, there's going to be plenty of liquidity within Europe. So I think that's an attractive area. Now, what about Asia? It's lagging in here right now. Japan was down today on the Nikkei, and again, but the TSE 2, that's that second section index, was up for the sixth consecutive day in a row overall. This remains my favorite market in the Asian region, and obviously it's by far the biggest developed market, and indeed the third largest market in the world. So that was positive. China, which has been a serial underperformer, but a little bit better here today, modest pickup. Only though, and a couple of others just to mention to you, and Thailand getting a further technical rally. Thailand really was battered last week, as you know, and but up 2.5% here today. India. A comment that I've made about India in recent weeks was that the very exciting prospects of Narendra Modi becoming the next prime minister during the first half of next year. I think that's likely to happen. So do many other people, and that helped the market enormously. Also, they've got a good central banker now in India, and that has helped the market. But the rupee is still on the wrong side of that 62 rupees to the US dollar. The central bank wants it between 62 and 60 rupees to the US dollar. It's currently at 62.3. May not seem like a big difference, but it's putting investors off. And so India has continued to back away from those very important highs that we saw, really, that we've seen since 2008. So not much to be excited about going on in India here at the moment, but that election certainly will be a big story, as I've mentioned before. Okay, long-dated government bond. Futures prices are higher here today in the USA and Europe. That means that we're seeing a little bit of a dip. The last time I looked today at that US 10-year, it was just below 2.94. So we've seen a little bit of a pullback from the September high, in line with that storm, that big polar vortex, as they call it. And that's likely to slow the US economy. Well, I think it's inevitably going to slow the US economy just a little bit. Fortunately, the big freeze looks like it'll be easing, or in other words, temperatures reverting to something more normal for January as this week actually develops. But all those flights that were canceled, over 9,000 of them here earlier today. And again, all the various transport problems that we've seen, and in terms of driving or rail, and severe cold keeping people out of shops and restaurants, although it won't keep them from maybe they spent more time on the internet shopping, but it will not have helped the walk-in trade. That's for sure. But it is not. Looks like, according to the maps, and I'll be posting one today, one of these weather maps, which shows it state by state in a 7-day forecast. It says, and I hope this is right, that it's not going to jeopardize that cro orange crop in in Florida. Okay, what else here today? The U.S. dollar is a little bit firmer against the European currencies. Not a lot going on there, but the euro is, well, it's at 164, so it's down a tiny fraction. I think the same is true of sterling, but I'm just looking for it. And 164, that's sterling, the euro 136.14, both down very, very small fractions. The Australian dollar also a little bit easier at 0.8926 against the greenback. But as I say, really not much going on there. Precious metals, palladium is really quite steady. Platinum about unchanged. Gold a little bit lower, but off its lows. It's currently, bullion is at 1232 right now. Dipped down to 1225 earlier today. But still down on the day, down nearly $6. And silver also down 24 cents to 1986. In the other commodity stories here, let's just have a quick look at some of these. The industrial metals were mostly a little higher. The exceptions were nickel and lead, slightly lower. Crude oil, a little bit firmer. The Brent back up to 107.45 and the WTI at 93.92. And grains and beans, a little bit softer. I think I mentioned orange juice already, steady, but the reports say no freeze, and the weather reports anyway say no freeze in Florida. And on that note, all the very best to all of you. Mm-hmm.